Having just done a newsletter, I thought I'd say a little bit about what people are supposed to do in getting a designer to do a newsletter and what to provide. And I think it's usually quite straightforward for that conversation to occur. And it's one of the things that I'm not going to go into that would obviously need to be discussed would be the time frame and cost of doing and delivering a newsletter. But other than that, once we're sort of getting moving on doing it, then I guess the content, again, this seems to be a relevant thing to say in every single podcast, but content is key. And the stress behind the doing newsletters that for some strange reason I love is I just love the idea of being creative and having a blank canvas. And sometimes when somebody says to me, the blank canvas needs to be not white but black, I turn and go, okay, I can do that. And I'll turn around and find another way of doing it. But the line of communication, once all the content is given to me, or part of the content is given to me, then that line of communication to say, look, I've done this, is email. And I guess I'm saying that like it's a normal thing to say, but there are some people who don't do emails and don't do that properly. And if you're the kind of person who owns a business and you're not fully responding to emails, then you must understand the time frame in actually delivering the newsletter or any project would be quite a bit longer. You would have to take your time with that. A, because you're asking the designer to develop something and come up with something, and usually, in more cases than not, in my experience, you get given the task to do something without being given anything. So I'm having to come up with raw artwork or photography work for nothing, from nothing, and to do that, but with a basic grasp, is quite interesting and challenging. But at the same time, maybe being able to deliver that, although I like it isn't suitable for the client. So when the client gets it back, they say, well, that's all right, but it's really not, because it's not what I wanted. It needs to be more like this and more like this. And then if you don't check your emails as a business owner, then you would be saying to the designer, sorry, I haven't been in contact for the last couple of weeks. I've only just checked my emails. This and this needs doing. But then this and this, the extra additional things I need doing might take extra time. So I think the designer could set up a time frame and could always start the project by saying, well, this will take this long, and give a guideline. But it's always important to remember this depends on the client. And part of the practice of what I've learned is to say it'll take anything from this, which is usually a week or two, depending on how I feel how long the content will take to get to me. Usually a week or two is sufficient to sort of say, well, I should have everything and maybe I can start work. So in that case, the project should take 3 or 4 weeks. I think the message is quite universal. Not, although I'm speaking loosely about newsletters, it's about projects and delivering things, and it's up to the designer to be efficient, but equally, it's just as important for the client to say, this is what I expect, this is what I want, and I'm able to communicate with you. And provided that the client can do that, and that the designer is clear on whether they can or can't do that in their time frames, then on both parts, they should both be able to communicate with each other and deliver. And I guess the fruits of labour would be that you get some great marketing piece that is beautifully designed. It'd be wonderful and magnificent to look at, and greatly laid out so it's easily accessible. And we'd just all round, we would all be happy people if we would communicate more effectively and do that by phone or by email. Please don't do that by Twitter, because that's the last thing you want to do.